the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when a person sins and acts unfaithfully against the Lord and disavows the rightful claim of his neighbor regarding a deposit or a security entrusted to him, or regarding robbery, or he has extorted from his neighbor, or has found what was lost and lied about it and sworn falsely, so that he sins regarding any of the things that people do, then it shall be when he sins and becomes guilty that he shall restore what he took by robbery or acquired by extortion, or the deposit which was entrusted to him, or the lost property which he found, or anything about which he swore falsely. He shall make restitution for it in full and add to it a fifth more. He shall give it to the one to whom it belongs on the day he presents his guilt offering. Then he shall bring to the priest his guilt offering to the Lord, a ram without defect from the flock, according to your assessment, as a guilt offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord, will be forgiven for any one of the things which he may have done to incur guilt. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law for the burnt offering. The burnt offering itself shall remain on the hearth, on the altar all night until the morning, and the fire on the altar is to be kept burning on it. The priest is to put on his linen robe, and he shall put on linen undergarments next to his body, and he shall portions of the peace offerings on it. Fire shall be kept burning continually on the altar. It is not to go out.
Now this is the law of the grain offering. The sons of Aaron shall present it before the Lord in front of the altar. Then one of them shall lift up from it a handful of the fine flour of the grain offering, with its oil and all the incense that is on the grain offering. And he shall offer it up in smoke on the altar, a soothing aroma, as its memorial offering to the Lord. And Aaron and his sons are to eat what is left of it. It shall be eaten as unleavened cakes in a holy place. They are to eat it in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. It shall not be baked with leaven I have given. As their share from my offerings by fire, it is most like the sin offering and the guilt offering. Every male among the sons of Aaron may eat it. It is a permanent ordinance throughout your generations. From the offerings by fire to the Lord, whoever touches them will become consecrated. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This is the offering which Aaron and his sons are to present. Of an ephah, a fine flour, as a regular grain offering. Half of it in the morning, and half of it in the evening. It shall be prepared with oil on a griddle. When it is well stirred, you shall bring it. You shall present the grain. Anointed priest who will be in his place among his sons shall offer it by a permanent ordinance. It shall be entirely offered up in smoke to the Lord. So every great offering of the priest shall be burned entirely. It shall not be eaten. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, the sin offering shall be slaughtered before the Lord. It is most holy." It shall be scoured and rinsed in water. Every man.